Today is Wednesday, September 25th. We're talking about the impeachment inquiry, why it's happening, what it means, and what happens next. Plus, Facebook's mind-reading tech, Amazon's virtual health clinic, and job ghosting. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. It's official. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi announced plans to move ahead with a formal impeachment inquiry. This is a big deal. It'll be only the fourth impeachment inquiry in American history. So what is it? It's the first step in the impeachment process, and it basically means there's going to be a formal investigation into what, if any, crimes President Trump committed, which then, depending on the findings, could lead to an impeachment vote in the House. Remember, Democrats have been divided on whether or not to take this step. Some lawmakers wanted to see this a long time ago, but others, including House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, have held off, saying she wanted more Democrats and the public on board first. Well, it seems more Democrats are now ready for this step. And the reason? Those new accusations against President Trump. So quick recap, this started with a U.S. intelligence official filing a complaint a month ago. It was reportedly about President Trump pressuring Ukraine's leader to launch a corruption investigation into Joe Biden and his family. CBS News reports Pelosi believes that pressure was election interference and violates the Constitution. Well, President Trump has now said there was pressure put on Ukraine to look into Biden, but he insists he didn't do anything wrong or illegal. He calls this impeachment inquiry, quote, witch hunt garbage. In fact, he says he will release a transcript of that phone call with Ukraine's leader as soon as today to help prove his case. And Fox News says the Trump administration may also release a document that shows the whistleblower may have had political bias. Keep in mind, for now, we have not seen that document or the actual complaint just yet. So what happens next? The government whistleblower may speak with the House committee privately as soon as this week. It's all part of the investigations going on now, and the overall findings will help determine next steps. To be clear, President Trump has not been impeached at this point. The Democrat-led House would have to vote to impeach, which essentially means formal charges against the president. And even then, Trump would not actually be removed from office. There would still have to be a trial in the Senate first, and the Republican-led Senate would then decide guilty or not. For now, it's just the first step in a very long process. To be continued. Today, President Trump is set to meet in person with Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky. Yes, the same leader involved in all the controversy we just talked about. The meeting is happening on the sidelines of the United Nations General Assembly this week in New York City. In fact, Trump spoke before world leaders yesterday, and as expected, the theme of his speech was America First. He said the U.S. will continue to look after its own interests and encourage other countries to do the same. He also criticized countries he feels are unfair to the U.S., like China and Iran. So there's another world leader facing some criticism this week. The BBC reports Britain's top court ruled Prime Minister Boris Johnson illegally suspended Parliament. The court unanimously decided Johnson's move to send British lawmakers on break for 5 weeks right before Brexit was wrong. So now it's like it never happened. British lawmakers are back in session, giving them more time to figure out how to handle leaving the European Union. Johnson's not happy about it, but says he'll respect the ruling. The Brexit deadline, when Britain leaves the EU, is coming up on October 31st, and there's still no divorce deal in place. In a big win for Google, a European Union court says the right to be forgotten rule does not apply outside of the EU. The rule basically says people in the EU have the right to ask Google to delete or forget embarrassing or outdated information about them on the web. But the European court found it only applies to websites in the EU, nowhere else. Gizmodo says this all started a few years ago when France fined Google for not taking down links globally. And this affects a lot of people. NPR reports about 650,000 people have sent in right-to-be-forgotten requests since 2014. Google has agreed to remove less than half of those. Some say it's about users' rights and getting rid of online information that is no longer relevant, but others say it could be easily abused. More news ahead, but first, a quick break for today's sponsor. When you feel crunched for time, reading books may be the first thing to go. Well, Blinkist makes it so much easier to get that reading in. Blinkist is the only app that takes the best key takeaways from thousands of nonfiction books and breaks them down for you into just 15 minutes. It allows me to get advice from top business experts in just minutes. But maybe you're into other types of personal development or history. 8 million people are already using Blinkist, and they're choosing from an always-growing library of options. Whether you want to read about our world with the book Factfulness or how great leaders inspire action with the book Start With Why, you can learn and absorb the key parts of these books in just 15 minutes each. Plus, you can choose to read or listen. And right now, Blinkist has a special offer for a free 7-day trial. Go to Blinkist.com/news to start your free 7-day trial. That's Blinkist, B-L-I-N-K-I-S-T, Blinkist.com/N-E-W-S. Blinkist.com/news. Now, back to the news. Facebook bought a company that makes mind-reading technology. It's called Control Labs. And Business Insider says it makes a wristband that can read electric signals from your brain. So when you wear it, you can control a computer just by thinking. Here's how it works. Facebook says the neurons in your spinal cord send electrical signals to your hands to do things like press a button or click a mouse. So the wristband will use those signals and translate them so your device understands. The Verge says Facebook hopes to eventually use this technology in new gadgets. Of course, critics are worried about privacy, saying it's pretty scary that Facebook might be able to read people's thoughts. Amazon just launched a virtual health clinic. CNBC reports it's called Amazon Care, and it's virtual, so that might mean a video visit with a doctor. Except there are options for in-person follow-up, so nurses may go to people's homes. For now, this is only a pilot program for Amazon employees in Seattle. Well, just because you have an Amazon device does not mean you should only be able to use Amazon's voice assistant, Alexa. At least that's what Amazon thinks. CNET says Amazon came up with an initiative that basically lets you use different voice assistants on just one device. So, for example, if you have Amazon's Echo, you'd be able to use Microsoft's voice assistant on it as well. All you have to do is say the given wake word for the specific assistant, and that one will respond. Reuters says 30 companies, including Amazon, BMW, Sonos, and Spotify, have signed on so far, but Google, Apple, and Samsung are not on board, at least not yet. By the way, Amazon's hardware event is today, so expect to hear much more about Alexa-enabled tech, like wireless earbuds and an Alexa-powered home robot. Lyft wants to make it easier for you to find a ride, even if it doesn't make Lyft money. Engadget says when you put in a destination into the Lyft app, all different transportation options near you will pop up instead of just a car ride. So now bikes, scooters, car rentals, and mass transit will come up on the main app, so riders can see and compare options. Lyft says the goal is to cut down on the number of cars on the road and encourage people to use more bikes and scooters. Even though Lyft doesn't make money if you choose, say, the subway or other mass transit, Lyft likely hopes this feature will bring in more customers checking out the app overall to help make up for it. The feature is set to roll out over the next few weeks. And that's it for the main news today, but it's now time for Work Wednesday, where we break down one interesting career or work-related news story every Wednesday. And Work Wednesday is brought to you by MM LaFleur, the wardrobe solution for professional women. Live with purpose, dress with ease. This week, we're talking about job ghosting. Ghosting is a term also used in dating, which basically means disappearing without explaining why. Well, a survey from Indeed found 83% of employers have had job applicants ghost them, a number that's gone way up in the last couple of years. And out of 4,000 job seekers surveyed, about half admit they did not show up to an interview or just stopped answering hiring managers. In fact, some, 1 in 5 surveyed, say they actually got the job and then never showed up on the first day. And it's not just young hires. The median age of those who ghosted is 34. So why? Experts told CNN that's likely because some people are getting multiple job offers at once. There's a record low unemployment rate right now. That said, some blame bad communication or too slow of a process on the hiring managers. Either way, the advice, of course, is to not just not show up or stop answering emails. Most employers and recruiters will keep a record of that kind of thing, which could hurt you in the future. If nothing else, a quick, courteous email should do the trick. All right, thank you for listening today and for sharing the show if you got value out of today's information. As always, you can read more about the news stories we talked about in today's show notes. Just click episodes on thenewsworthy.com to see all the links and sources. The Newsworthy is ready for you to listen every weekday by 4 in the morning. I'll be back with more news tomorrow. Have a great day.